Welcome back to Genesis C'est Quoi. I'm Chelsea. It's finally spring, and we're doing more than just cleaning out our closets, which I honestly need to get to. But first, I want to focus on cleaning out our minds. Have you ever thought of why spring cleaning became a thing in the first place? Historically, spring cleaning was a necessity. Back when people heated their homes with wood and used oil lamps, a layer of soot would build up on everything by March. You literally had to scrub the walls just to see the original color of the paint again. We do the same thing mentally over the winter of our lives. We accumulate the soot of past mistakes, the dust of what-ifs, and the grime of old regrets. So today, we're having an internal declutter. We're opening the windows and deciding what is a treasure worth keeping and what is just heavy, outdated furniture you've been lugging around for far too long. So why is it so hard to let go? It's actually biological. Our brains are hardwired to remember mistakes because once upon a time, an error meant danger. But in your modern life, replaying a mistake over and over, what we call rumination, just turns into chronic stress. It's like keeping a bag of actual trash in your living room and wondering, hey, honey, why does our house smell? So I wanted to give you a few tangible examples of a couple quick things I like to do that help in moments when an old cringy memory pops up to clutter my thoughts. I try things like a gratitude swap. Instead of saying, oh, I can't believe I was so stupid, try, I'm grateful for the version of me that survived that because she taught me exactly what I don't want anymore. I just want to pause here to say, I know that that can be easier said than done. In those moments, to stop and say, I'm going to change this into something positive, can be really hard. But it's about practice. It's about continually trying to tell yourself that you don't live in that space anymore. Another thing I like to do is a brain dump. I do this especially day to day when it feels like there's a lot bogging me down, just getting it out all on paper. But for this scenario, we want to write down three past mistakes that take up the most space in your head. Is it a project that didn't go as planned? A boundary you didn't set? A version of yourself you're ashamed of? Write them down to get them out of your neural pathways and put them onto the paper. Seeing them in black and white turns them into manageable objects you can get rid of instead of hoard. The next thing you have to do is realize that once you see the clutter, you have to decide to leave it behind. You see, when you treat yourself with kindness instead of criticism and grace instead of unforgiveness, your brain moves from a threat state where you're stuck to a growth state where you can actually change. Here's the truth. The decisions you made in the past were made with all the information that you had at the time. You cannot judge your past self with your present self's wisdom. Holding on to it brings nothing but a mess, and not the good kind we've talked about before. And guys, when we clear out our mental clutter, we leave an empty space that we can fill with shiny, new, beautiful mental decor, leaving no room for that old should-have side table to sneak back in. So how do we do this? An easy way to rewire that thinking and fill that gorgeous, freshly cleaned space is by creating a dopamine menu you can use anytime. A dopamine menu is a list of small, mentally healthy activities that give your brain a reward hit without the crash of something like a social media scroll. An example for appetizers or a quick boost, you could sit outside for like 5 minutes, walk barefoot in the grass, choose a micro task and tidy one spot for 5 minutes, or even just pause and drink that water that's been staring at you all day, girl. Hydrate. Honestly, even just grab the iced coffee. Because it makes us happy. Whatever brings you joy. Some entrees or larger satisfying activities could be a long, slow hike or walk, gardening, visit a farmer's market, or meeting up with a friend. You get the idea. Mix it up. Find what brings you not only joy, but peace. Doing all these activities, everything from the brain dumps to the dopamine menu hits, are not meant to make you forget about your past. It's about taking action to keep and accept what you need and what you learned, while refusing to be controlled or defined by what is living rent-free. It's about moving forward to make space for all the beauty of what this next chapter will bring. Spring is about new beginnings, new opportunities. And you have the opportunity right now to shake out the winter soot of your life. Give yourself that permission to be happy right now. Clean out the mental mess you've been hoarding for too long and dance in the open living room space. Be extra in front of the open windows of your life and radically remove the old narrative trash piles that you've been keeping in your attic. You are worthy of it all. Happy spring cleaning. As always, thank you for joining me in this video, and thank you for joining me in vulnerability. See you next time.